Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
What's going on? I'm on mute.
In case the wind
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to enter to your gates with thanksgiving and your court with praise this morning. Come to praise you this morning for waking us up, clothed in our right mind. And we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We are anchored in you, Lord God. And we come to give you the praise, Lord God. Because, Father God, without you, we are absolutely nothing. But we come in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit to lift you up this morning. You are worthy to be praised. In the midst of storms, you're still faithful. You're still wonderful. You're still awesome. You're still amazing. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. You say, if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning, give you all the praise, the glory, and honor that belongs to you. And we say, thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy, for your love, for your compassion. And we say, thank you, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we come pleading the blood of Jesus over ourselves today, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. And we say thank you for being our shield, our buckler, and our refuge. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We welcome you in our service today to rule and reign and have your way. From the pulpit to the back door, Lord God, to the children's church, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we lift up our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today, Father. We thank you for being a shield and a buckler around them, Lord God. Keeping them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. And we say thank you. We lift up the visionary of this line, Lord God. As he continues to pour out to your people near and far, pour back into him strength, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. We lift the mom and dad Matthews to you today, Father God. Continue to strengthen their bodies, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. All power is in your hands. And we say, oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. That no weapon formed against your people today shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus. Great is thy faithfulness. You are faithful. You are wonderful. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are blameless. Have your way today, Lord God. Stir up the gifts in your people today, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. And we say thank you. Traveling grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters as they're blessed going out and blessed coming in today. They're the head and not the tail. They're above and not beneath. That they know they more than conquerors. Because the great I am that I am is on the inside of us. And we say thank you. Oh, have your way today, Lord God. Have your way today, Lord God, in our services, Lord God. Because it's all about you, not about us. But it's about us doing your will and your way. And we ask you to have your way today, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over this line today. In the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere. Drive out every spirit in the atmosphere that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign in the atmosphere. And we say thank you. We lift up this upcoming election on Tuesday, Father God. Lift it up to you, Lord God. Your will be done in the election, Lord God. Not our will, but your will, Lord God. You have your way in the election, Lord God. You deliver and set free in this election, Lord God. You place the right people in your path in this election, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And strengthen everyone that's working the election, Father God. Pour your strength out on us, Lord God. Have your way in us on that election day, God. Build us up, God. And we say thank you for building us up. We thank you that we're going to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for peace. We thank you for peace in the land, Lord God. We thank you for your peace, Lord God, that passeth all understanding. We lift up the White House to you, Father God. Biden and Harris and their family, Father God. Order their footsteps and lead and direct them in all truth, Father God. And we say thank you. or we come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name today. We lift up Resurrection Foundation to you today, Father God. Have your way in our service today, Lord God. Deliver and set free in our service on today, Lord God. From the oldest to the youngest in our service today, Lord God. Have your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Or we come to bless your name, Lord God. We come to magnify your name. We come to stop by to say how much we love you today, God. How much we need you, Lord God. And we just say thank you. Some was able to wake up and not get up without assistance. We was able to wake up and move on our own because of your grace and your mercy, God. And we say thank you. We thank you for stopping by the hospitals on today, creating miracle signs and wonders. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go from floor to floor, room to room in these hospitals, the nursing homes, the sick and the shut in their homes, God. Have your way, Lord God. Because all power is in your hands. All wonder-working power moving in this hour, may you be continuously glorified. And we say thank you. Thank you that we didn't get a 911 call on last night or this morning, Lord God. Our loved ones are still in the land they're living in, and we say thank you. We say thank you for them right now in the name of Jesus, that they're clothed in their right mind as well, God. They know who they are and who they belong to as well, Lord God. And we say thank you because we belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he's our bright and morning star in a dark situation. And we say thank you. We lift up bereaved families all over the land today. We thank you for being their comforter, Lord God. We thank you for walking with them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, keep your arms around them, God. Place the right people in their path, Father. That we encourage them in you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even in bereavement, it's a great opportunity for salvation to come forth. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to say thank you for being Abba, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Giving us this day our daily bread, meeting our daily needs on today, we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. And we say thank you. We lift up our neighborhoods to you today, Father God. Have your way in our neighborhoods, Lord God. Silence the violence in our neighborhoods, Lord God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. And we just come to bless your name today for breakthroughs and not a breakdown. That we are better and not bitter. That we are the victors and no longer the victims. That we are have the victory in Jesus. And we thank you for victory today. We thank you for moving in our services on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come to give you the praise and we give you the glory. Because, Father, without you, we are absolutely nothing. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we come to cast all our cares on you today because you care for each and every one of us. Your shoulder is equipped to carry every burden and every weight. And we come to hand it over to you today, Lord God. Have your way in your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, we nothing without you. Have your way, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, we worship you, Lord. We worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes.
I want a heart that forgives, a heart full of love, one with compassion just like yours above, one that overcomes. overcomes evil, goodness and love, like it never happened, never holding a grudge. Want a heart that forgives, lives and lets live, one that keeps loving over and over again. One that men can offend, because your word is thin. One that loves without price, like you, Lord Jesus Christ. One a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. One a love like you, be like you, just like you did. One a heart that forgives. When the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most, I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgets when the pain is so deep, it's so hard to speak about it. Just like your son, I give up my right to hold it against them with hatred inside. I want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. I want to love like you, be like you, just like you did. I want to walk like you, talk like you, just like you did. Wanna be like you, live like you, just like you did. Cause a heart that forgives is a heart that will live, totally free from the pain of the past. And the heart that lets go is a heart that will know so much freedom. Lord, I wanna let it go.
Hey, hallelujah.
God, I need to let it go. Lord, it's been holding me back, and I don't want it no more. I don't know exactly what to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need you, I need you. I know this is me that you're talking to. This is me, this is me, this is me, Lord, this is me.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Welcome to the Prophetic Encounter, where the word of the Lord comes alive with nationally known prophet, Lerone Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to President Barack Obama, Kirk Franklin, Ty Trivette, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and need of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Prophet Lerone Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Lerone Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestore, the letter U.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send the word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice.
love's got bad news, and light just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord. I need a word. I need a word from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your God. Oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Oh, stand still and see my victory walk right in. Come with you, I will win. I need a word. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Once again, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Lorraine Matthews, and as you're joining me via blog site and those joining me via Facebook Live, we welcome you all on today and thank God for you joining us on today. We're going to go into part two of the teaching that the Lord has given me, and certainly I know this is a word from many of you who are following me. Please share with as many people today. And I know that this word is going to be a word that will govern your frequency, your sound, your mind, your thought, and your will. And at times like these, we certainly need God to move over us in this season of our life. And there's traps that the enemy is trying to set. But how many know that a trap can't stop the power and authority of where God is taking many of us in this season and this time of our life? And we just bless in the Lord for our partners that are following us and connecting with us in this season and time. We want to thank God for those that are listening in from around the United States and around the world, those who are joining us from Sierra Leone, those who are joining us from West Africa, those who are joining us from Ghana. We thank you for our covenant partners in the Ivory Coast, and the list goes on of people who are connecting with us as sons and daughters. In this season, time, and hour. So please share with as many people as you can so that they will be blessed with a word from the Lord on this day. And certainly those who are connecting with us, if you are new following us, please put it on the screen. Let us know where you're listening in from, what country, what nation you're listening in from. Surely we'd love to acknowledge your country and nation that you live in. Listening in from. Also, let us know what your prayer request is so we can stand in the gap for you. We can believe the Lord for you as well concerning your prayer request. How many know your prayer request will always become your praise report? You just got to believe God that he will move over that prayer request and the thing that you believe in the Lord for in your life, your destiny, and your purpose. So I believe the Lord for you on today, and we thank God for the presence of God moving over many of the people. All right, let's go into prayer today. Those of you who are believing God for major changes in your life, we're going to stand with you and believe God for you as well. I believe in times like this, we need a word from the Lord that will not only ignite us, but a word that will revolutionize where we've been and the mindset. There are too many people that have the wrong mindset in a time where breakthroughs and the power of God is moving over our life like never before. So don't be distracted in this season. Don't be moved by what you feel or you think or your emotionalism. Stay in that place of the Lord. Let his perfect will be done in your life and for your life on today. All right, we're going to go into prayer, and we believe in God for major changes that will be happening in the lives of the people of God all around the world. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We woke up this morning knowing, God, that we're not a mistake, God, but we are your anointed. Father, we thank you right now for what you're getting ready to do in the heart, mind, and will of your people in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we bind up the demonic forces that want to interfere with the very word of God on today in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, we come against strongholds in airways, and we come against the stronghold in landmines that the enemy will want to trap the people of God. And we decree and declare a breakthrough and breaker's anointing even now in Jesus' name. Father, we're lifting up our youth, and we're lifting up our young adults. We're lifting up the men. We're lifting up the women, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're lifting up our widows now in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal, deliver, and set free. God, we're lifting up pastors and leaders, and we're lifting up the presser of workers. We're lifting up the vineyard, yokemen. God, we're bringing them before you even now in the name of Jesus. God, we speak into atmosphere that have been full of stress, God, stress on the job, stress at home, stress concerning finances, stress concerning their credit, God, in the name of Jesus, stress concerning personal matters that deeply rooted in their mind, God, stress concerning past relationships, broken in the most behind them, brokenness inside of stress concerning betrayal, stress, God, over them in the name of Jesus, stress over the spirit of control in the name of Jesus. Father, we're lifting up your people of God even now in the name of Jesus. Father, you do it for them now. Cover their mind, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're lifting up those that are dealing with personal issues in their body, God. We speak and decree and declare a supernatural miracle to touch that body right now in the name of Jesus. God, we come against high blood pressure. God, we're binding it up in the name of Jesus. And we speak into low blood pressure. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus. We speak into the person that's dealing with sugar diabetes, God, in lupus, God, in the name of Jesus, the person that's dealing with sarcoidosis, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, chemical imbalances in the body and in the mind, God, that's dealing with mental fatigue and brokenness, God, and attack in the mind. We speak and bind up the spirit of bipolarism, God. We come against the schizophrenia spirit right now in the name of Jesus. God, we overrule in every diabolical intent, God, that comes and attacks the body of the organs of your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're binding up the spirit of cancer. Cancer, the Lord God rebuke you. We speak to prostrate cancer. We overrule the soul, the seed, and the prostrate, God, in the name of Jesus. The enlarged prostrate in the man, God, you cover him, heal, deliver, and set free. God, we speak to ovarian cancer, God, that operates in the uterus. In the name of Jesus, we speak to that uterus, to that woman, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command overdrive. feet. The enemy that's attacking that body, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we speak to the lung cancer. Lung cancer, we come against the cancer in the lung. Oh, Ramasi, going down inside the lung. We're binding up the spirit, God, every perverse spirit in the lung. In the name of Jesus, that move through the esophagus, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we speak to prostate cancer, the cancer that lies in the prostate of the man. In the name of Jesus, we overruling the spirit of cancer that attacked the cell system and make it go in the opposite direction. In the name of Jesus, we speak right now to breast cancer in the name of Jesus that operates through the breast area, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak to bone cancer. In the name of Jesus, that attack the bones of the body from the lower extremity, from the bottom extremity to the arms, God. In the name of Jesus, I speak to brain cancer, the Lord God rebuke you. We overrule the brain cancer that operates through the central nervous system that goes through the heart into the brain, God. We speak to the cardiology of the heart, God, heart disease in the name of Jesus. And we're binding that spirit up now in the name of Jesus. I speak to the female organs that have been attacked by deep issues of oppression and suppression now in the mighty name of Jesus. See them, the Lord God rebuke you. We overrule every diabolical spirit that attacks the female organs in the body in the name of Jesus. And we're taking authority right now over the hand of the enemy, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak and decree and declare to the spirit of phobia. Phobia spirit that make people operate in the spirit of fear. I come against the fear realm, the realm of the fear spirit of stepping out in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We bind you up in the name of Jesus, and we overrule the intent of the hand of the enemy. I speak to the organs, God, that the organs right now in the kidney. I speak to kidney disorder. I call over kidney dysfunction. In my soul, God, go inside. Touch that body right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the organs and the blood. Oh, she's going to regulate the blood system. Regulate the organ, God. In the name of Jesus, God, move by your power. Strengthen right now. Cover that person, God. Cover that woman that's dealing with thyroid. Thyroid myalgia. In the thyroid area, God. Regulate. Restore right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to the blood disease. I speak to the blood pores. In the name of Jesus, I speak to gangrene in the body. I overrule the attack of the hand of the enemy. I bind up the spirit of stress. Stress, the Lord God rebuke you. I bind up stress over finances. Stress over pain. Stress over deep-rooted issues. Stress right now. Loose that body now. I command and I overrule any demonic spirit of stress. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to overactive bladders. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to the overactive organs that operate in the body, God. Do it for your glory, God. Touch, deliver, and heal, and set free. Go inside, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to the mind disease. I speak to that spirit right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, go inside of a Korea City, Lebahat. God, you touch that man. You touch that woman, God, today in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch that marriage, God. I speak to the wayward spirit of the marriage that fight against the institution of marriage. In the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of divorce. I bind up the foul demonic spirit. I come against the spirit of Jezebel. I bind up the spirit of Ahab. I come against the strong man that fight against the institution of the one man and one woman. One man and one woman. One woman and one man. In the name of Jesus, Father, lift up that single man. Lift up that single woman that they stay strong in this time. In the mighty name of Jesus, do it for your glory, God. Cover her, Lord. Cover him right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind up that spirit. I bind up the strong man, the strong man of lust, the strong man of perversion. I bind it up now. I come against homophobia spirit that means stop the power of the love of God. I bind up homosexuality. I come against the spirit that operates in it. In the mighty name of Jesus, operate through identity crisis. Do it for your glory, God. I come against the strong name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God. Touch that person now. Touch that pastor, God. Touch that leadership, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. I bind up the spirit of stress on the fivefold ministry gift, God. Open up the portals, God, that the men and women of God will be able to hear from you. They'll flow in the spiritual dimension. Open up the realm, God. Open up that spiritual dimension, God, that they will flow in the power of your anointing, God. In the name of Jesus, you open up that spiritual dimension, God, that they will flow in the power. I loose the fire of God, the fire of God over there, fire of God over that family, fire of God over that ministry, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them flow, God, flow in your power, flow in your presence, God, in the name of Jesus. I overrule every jurisdictional spirit that operates in governmental entities. I pull down demonic legislation, rules, and regulations. I bind them up, God. Do it for the people, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, I go up. And I lift up President of the United States, God. I lift up the Senate, God. In the name of Jesus. I lift up the Vice President. I lift up the Cabinet. In the mighty name of Jesus. I lift up all 435 congressional offices of the United States Congress, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you're shedding your word. You wish upon all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. You go into the soulless realm. Every demonic spirit that lies in the soulless realm of the people, God, overrule that demonic spirit. Uproot yourself, Lucifer. Uproot yourself, generational spirit. I go to the third and fourth generation of the sins of the iniquity of the father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, go and shine the Oscar of the God, those that are dealing with shame today, I bind up the spirit of shame. I bind up the spirit of guilt. I bind up the spirit of being trapped. I bind up the blackmailing spirit. I bind up blackmailing demons. I bind up blackmailing people. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I overrule every blackmailing spirit that blackmailed the mind, blackmailed the thoughts. I come against every demonic penalty that I've been launched against people. Carrying guilt. You said in your word in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that walk after the spirit and not after the flesh, God. Do it for your glory, God. Open it up inside them. Overrule it now. In the name of Jesus, go inside, God. Touch, deliver, and heal, and set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said in your word by way of David in Psalm 37:25. David said, yet I'm young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, neither their seed begging bread. I lift up that seed today. I lift up that suckling. I lift up that teenager, young adult, God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up that marriage. I lift up those families. In the name of Jesus, I lift up that grandmother and grandfather. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, God. Touch them right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command that spirit that overrides that child based upon television and teleporting. I speak to that child that's dealing with the ADHD. I speak to the spirit of ADHD. In the mighty name of Jesus, you cover them, God. You strengthen them, God. Bring them up out of it, God. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the baby that's dealing with issue without a father in their home. I bind up incest. I come against the incest in ancestral bloodlines. I rebuke and overrule. I command the spirit to stop. Cease and desist. Cease and desist right now. I send the word out. I send the word out. The cease and desist against your finances. Cease and desist against your family. Cease and desist against your miracle. Cease and desist right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to the realm of generational spells. I bind up spells that have been spoken. Spells through sound. Spells through word. Spells through voodoo doll. Ouija board. I bind it up. In the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of rebellion that operates through the spirit of witchcraft. I overrule that demonic spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God. Thank us, God, we thank you in the ocean. We thank you in the mercy in the ocean. God, we thank you. Move over our government, God. Move right now over the Senate, all 100 senators, even now, in the name of Jesus. Move over their committees and subcommittees. Move in their district offices, in the mighty name of Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:1, you said you exalt, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, and intercession be given for all men, for kings and authorities, that the people may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Father, we lift them up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift them up leadership at the highest kadosha, the highest level, God. Those leaders, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that are under attack, God, by suicidal, homicidal thoughts. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, those that are dealing with silent depression, deep wounded depression, the enemy is trying to overpress them to possess them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for it now. We thank you for the moving, I say, the moving of the water, God, now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the atmosphere is conducive for the breakthrough and the miracle right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for it right now. Show my people the bones. Show my people my power and my presence, God. Oh, share the yosa. Touch that man, touch that woman right now. Touch those that are listening and firing me, God. Keep them, God. Navigate them in the right direction. Limando oshabahati debika. There's somebody that you also got to make a right decision today. You're in the middle of a major dilemma. You're in the middle of a major dilemma, CK. I'm bringing you out of it. I'm bringing you out of it today. So, Jibashata, show my people their transgression. Today, the Diyosa, Mande the Diyosa, call it the unsold. Call them out now. Call them out in the season. Call for his name. Healing Diyosa, that I'm healing the body of my people. I'm doing something in the miraculous right now. Landu Ushibide, I say. I'm showing them my mighty hand and see. Lando Dorobohosike. God is showing the people he's moving the land. He's Shamando Obohosai. God is doing something in the miraculous. And he's showing himself supernaturally to the men and women of God. There's some things that the Lord is doing right now. Oh, we in a window right now. There is some things that are transpiring right now. The demonic realm is full of demonic powers in cahoots against the men and women of God. There's a demonic force that is in operation, people of God. Please share this with others that they may be blessed today with this word from the Lord today. The enemy is sending out people in cahoots against us because many of you right now, you are at a critical time. This is a 911 for somebody right now, so share with others. This is a 911 for somebody right now. The enemy is in cahoots in generational line. Now, this is what the Lord gave me today. The Lord showed me that there is an attack in the bloodline. There's attack in bloodlines. In bloodlines of family members and people. And the enemy is in cahoots with other family members, and they don't even know they've been sent in to attack other family members, and the enemy is causing hindrance in the bloodline. So whereas things supposed to be loose to the family bloodline, there are other family members that are in cahoots holding up the bloodline. So we're watching attacks on older siblings and younger siblings in bloodline, because between the older and the younger, the enemy is attacking the bloodline from the blessing being released over families right now. This ancient demonic spirit and the Moabite spirit. Moabite is an incest the Moabite spirit is doing everything in its power to pollute and pervert your next move. So many of you right now, you're asking at this very moment, what's going on? There's a hostility spirit in bloodline that came through generational line, rather through slavery incest. And what it does now is dividing the bloodline, causing confusion when it reaches your bloodline. So therefore, people who you were in agreement with family members and loved ones, the enemy is causing a rift and you don't even understand it. And the enemy is stepping in, attacking the bloodline. And some of you, you have tapped into generational relationships that was never connected to the DNA of eternity. Sound is very pivotal to the lives of many people. And some of you have generational lines where on the father side of the line did not agree with your father line, but you connect to the person. And now you have a breach in the bloodline. So whereas a son was supposed to be the male leader, his bloodline was weakened by generational bloodline of women. So he can't be strong in your household. So there's a battle. So what he is an Xbox man where he's supposed to be a corporate executive. So you're fighting bloodline. And there's some of you women that are other men that are fighting generation in the bloodline of women who did not have fathers in their home. So you're trying to elevate your position in the home. You can't because of generational bloodlines that are trying to hold you bound and out of your position. So I send a demonic, I send a word right now to the realm of the spirit and repoke all demonic entities that are holding up lines, holding up the breakthrough, holding up the move, holding up the portal, holding up your miracle, holding up your gift, holding up your finances, holding up your wealth, holding up your riches, and I command it to loose it. Loose it right now so you will walk totally in the power and the authority for which God has mandated for your life. I come against the spirit of hallucination. There's some under over. The enemy is creating a spirit of hallucination over people. Believe people that are hallucinating. You got to be careful of those who are hallucinating. You have people in leadership positions that are speaking from pulpits and positions. They're hallucinating and they're accusing you of stuff that doesn't exist, but it came from another position or another place in ministry. The spirit of hallucinated nation. Ooh, Ramashatara. I speak to psychotropic medication that's triggering reaction and chemical reaction to the body of people. That's causing your body bind with chemical reaction, chemical imbalances, structural organs that are out of joint right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak and decree and declare to the inner ear to be able to hear clearly what the Lord is saying concerning the purpose and the destiny for your life right now. I speak it and I decree it done. Oh, Shadow to your saint. I dismantle every diabolical spirit of jealousy. There's another spirit that is in operation. It's a spirit of jealousy. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. Now, some of you are dealing with people who you think they love you and they don't want nobody around you. And you say, oh, they love me. They just can't. No, that's a spirit of jealousy that's birthing out of the spirit of control. You're being controlled and manipulated because of your self-esteem inside the Baosha, and it's causing demonic spirits to tap into you and limit your mobility. I bind up the crippling spirit that want to cripple your life from having your neck thin to your shot. In the name of Jesus, and I overrule a strong spirit of perverseness that's attacking people's minds. There's a strong perverse spirit that is coming up against the mind of so many people right now. And it's causing you to think outside the norm of moral character. And so I bind up the straw man that visits your bloodline to cause you to think and operate in perversion in the name of Jesus. I come against that demonic infestation spirit that wants to rise up right now over your life and in your life right now. Now, I decree and declare breakthroughs and the breaker's anointing right now to move over that area of your life at this very moment. I decree and declare supernatural breakthroughs right now that have been sent to cause confusion. There's a spirit of confusion that's in operation right now that's trying to cause major confusion for some of you all, a spirit of confusion. And this demonic spirit of confusion is trying to trap many people into thinking that they can't be successful. So the enemy is making you throw in a towel or back up. And you're determining your success by who's with you or who's there in your life to encourage you. So if they don't encourage you, the enemy is planned on rejection. So you feel like you need people to determine your success. I bind, rebuke that demonic spirit that wants to make you use low self-esteem as a determining factor of your success in your next operation in your life. I overrule the intent of the hand of the enemy that I came in that realm of the spirit to try to stop the glory of God over your life and over your purpose and over the mandate for your life right now. There's some of you right now at this very moment that God is getting ready to turn things around for you. As a matter of fact, there are some of you right now, while I'm talking, the Spirit of God is moving on the other end of family matters. While I'm talking, God is moving on the other end of pressure. While I'm talking right now, God is moving right now concerning your job in the morning. While I'm talking right now, God is moving over businesses for people at this very moment. While I'm talking right now, your body, your body is coming back into alignment from things that you have been through. I'm prophesying into somebody. Isaiah 65 and 24. Here's what the word of the Lord God said, Isaiah 65 and verse 24. He said, and it shall come to pass that before they call, who? We. Before you call, I will answer. And while you are yet speaking, I will do what? I will hear you. God is hearing the clarion call. He's hearing what you're asking him to do. He's responding to that clarion call. He's responding to that issue at this very moment to bring you into the breakthrough that you need. Somebody is breaking through at this very moment out of that dilemma, out of that trap, and out of that sanction that's been on your life and the thing that the enemy had conspired. There's a spirit to conspire in bloodline. It's conspiring against you at this time and inspiring against what you're trying to do. Somebody right now, you're on the brink of the breakthrough. Not the greatest. You're already in the breakthrough. And you're walking through the breakthrough. But what you're dealing with right now is you're dealing with an ancient spirit that's causing you to throw in the towel because it's not working the way you want. You're in your finest hour of something working in your favor, and the enemy does not want you to tap into it at this time. He doesn't want you to tap into it. Somebody just came out of some family confusion on yesterday, and you're trying to figure out what happened concerning this matter that you talked to a family member about this week, and you're trying to figure out why did they change? What was the change about? What happened? There's a demonic spirit interrupting the line and causing confusion. That's what the enemy does. He's causing, he's coming in to interrupt what you actually said and make it feel like what you said, you didn't say that, and it was how you said it. So based upon how you said it, now that family member is offended and don't want to support, don't want to step out, and don't want to do the right thing. But I come against the strong man at this very moment that's linked to that generational spirit on the mother's side at this very moment. I break through right now, and I speak boldly to that realm now, and I command it to unloose you now. There's somebody been shackled in a 16-year relationship. You've been going in circles in that relationship for 16 years, and you don't know how to break that issue. You'll continue to go around the circle, and literally it's operating through a realm of dragon spirit, and it's continued to infester you, and it continued to come in, making you feel like you don't know what to do. You go up and down in that spirit realm, and the enemy constantly confuse you day by day. It's almost like I'm living day by day. You've been living day by day. You don't know if you up. You don't know if you down. You're living day by day in that. As a matter of fact, you step out in that relationship, and they don't know about it, and you try to break the old relationship trying to get out of that so that you can move forward, but you can't. So you connected to two soulless realms. It's two of them connected to your life right now. You don't know how to break none of them because it's connected to you. And what is it? It's doing right now. It's entering into the blood vessel. So internally, your body organism is going through a small shutdown because you don't know which direction to go in because of the demonic force in the spirit that's rising up. I'm prophesying into somebody right now. I'm prophesying into you right now. That demonic force is constantly pulling, and it's like you're at home with your mate, but then that spirit is pulling on you. In other words, the old song says, your body is here with me, but your mind is on the other side. You got to think. You got to understand what you're forced with and you're fighting. There's another person. You operate in a heavy spirit of illusion. The enemy has called you to operate in a strong spirit of illusion. And that strong spirit of illusion have you in a trance state. The trance state now that you're in, you can't move because you created what you want this issue to be. And you cannot move from that place because you believe your own illegal sound that have trapped you in this area of your life where you're fighting for your life and you're fighting to make something come to pass that will never come to pass because it's an illusion. I bind up the demonic spirit of the illusion that's got have you trapped in that spirit locked in. This is for a person. You have a child by this person. You have a child. You love the child. You love the person. But you are confused right this moment because you don't know what to do because the spirit of confusion keeps hitting you right now. Mando oribia sateke. You got to understand right now the confusion is causing you to respond to this child inappropriately, and it's affecting a child's life right now. And the Spirit of the Lord God said, you must release yourself and get it out of your soulless realm because that child going to be affected years down the road by your decision of your juggler. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody is operating in the spirit of the juggler. The enemy is throwing you around. The spirit of the juggler, have you in bondage and holding you down right now. And I overrule the juggler spirit right now. Now, I want people to understand this. This is the all-point bulletin, a 911. Some of you all, you're getting ready to go into the month of March. Now, there will be a major a major hub open, there will be more finances loosed in the history of our time. Now, I want you to understand this. The wind precipitation in the world right now, if you ever see what happened in this month, we had so many different time change in the wind precipitation. The meteorologist could not define on the weather precipitation. The weather has changed so quickly, and weather is controlled by wind, and the wind is blowing. There is a wind that's blowing at this very moment on behalf of many people. And many of you are getting ready to see the high wind blow. The high wind blow will blow so heavy in the land that many of you who have had or experienced money, finances, riches, inheritance, they're going to be loosed. They're going to be loosed. Some of you have generational family members that have insurance policies, and these policies have never been cashed in, and you will know those policies will be yours in your line. They're getting ready to be loose. There are some of you at this very moment, I see land that belongs to people, family line, and bloodline, that God is going to release land to some of you that have been taken. There is some land I'm looking at in North Carolina, in South Carolina for somebody. There's some land that's there that belongs to you, and the land was once tobacco land. It was tobacco land, tobacco. And the land, tobacco land. And that land is yours, and you're going to get a call concerning this land that belongs to you. It's land that will be released to you. There are some of you have land. I see somebody in land in Louisiana. I see somebody with land in Mississippi. Land. This is land that will be loose to you, that belongs to you. You have inherited. Somebody in the bloodline lost it in the county. It's whatever that county is, that land is sitting there like a plot of land. The county has it. They've been trying to find family members, and the land is yours. The land. Now, there's somebody that is about 30 people, 40 people, there are money that the IRS have that's yours. Now listen to this. This is going to bless somebody. There are money that belongs to you. It's being tied up in a computer system. Now listen to this. There's a person in the IRS that have been stressed out by his supervisor. And the supervisor stressed him out about losing the money. He is holding it up because he's upset of the stress. You're going to see tomorrow morning, this man is going to go into this computer and he's going to start losing money. He is so angry, he's going to start losing money to you, more money, and just losing money. He's just going to lose money, and it's like this person's ready to retire. Because it looked like he talked to the supervisor. The supervisor said, well, why don't you retire? So what he's doing, he's going to go into the system. Oh, I'm prophesying to somebody. He's going to hit a button. It's going to lose the money, and he's going to delete all of the data. Oh, I'm prophesying to somebody right now. So what he's going to do, he's going to go inside and release, and he's going to delete the button. And none of the information will be found out. Only way it's going to be reported. If you call and they're going to say they don't have any records of what you're talking about, give us your information and they'll look into it. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, there is a strong spirit of confusion. They're going to be banks calling some of you all, and they're going to ask you, ma'am, we have some money here, and it's attached to your account. But we want to make sure it's yours. So we want to confirm that it's yours. And only thing you say to the bank is that there has been a contribution by an anonymous donor. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. And let them know an anonymous donor is sowing into your life, and they're going to have to release the money because it's so connected to you and your number. Oh, I'm prophesying. I'm telling you, this month that we're going inside, there will be so much confusion. Listen to this, people of God, and I don't want you to feel confused that it would affect your body. There is confusion being launched from our government. There's a spirit of utter confusion being launched out in the land. And some of you right now, you're going to see people, political people, media people, you're going to see them talking on news, and they're going to be so confused, they're going to lose their thought. They're going to have to take commercial breaks. There is a spirit of confusion being released in the land. So some of you, I don't want you to feel confused by your choices and decisions, because the enemy needs 5 seconds to create a thought. And if you sit there for 5 seconds or more, he will literally confuse you into believing a lie. There are people that are walking around believing a lie that somebody told you about somebody else, and you are carrying a spirit of a lie, and that lie is entered into your stomach, and you can't even hold down food, and you're wondering, why my body's feeling this way? Because you're carrying, and you've been impregnated with a lying spirit. Good God Almighty. Oh, that's what somebody. You're impregnated with a lying spirit, and you're trying to hold it, and that person said, don't talk to nobody about it, don't tell nobody, and it's a lying spirit. So what it's doing, it's affecting your immune system. You can't even eat hardly. You can't. Anytime you eat food, it's almost like the food want to come up. I want to speak right now to this person. You have an issue in your stool area. You have an issue in the stool area. You are a female. You have an issue in your stool. And it looked like, I'm looking at something 2 months ago based upon 2 years ago. And in your stool, you've been having a hard time. Don't make no difference what you take. It's in your stool area because it has something to do with blood, your blood in your body. Your blood in your body have lead. You have a lot of lead in your body because of where you used to be, live at, in an apartment. And that lead got into your body and is causing you to have a heart issue as a female in your stool area. And so it's been hard, and it's down in the blood pores. And right now, the Spirit of the Lord God is telling me to tell you right now, in the next hour, I'm going to go inside your stool, and I'm going to begin to cleanse you out. It's going to do a cleansing in you, out of you. All of the lead is going to come out, and I'll tell you why you have it. It's something going on in your right leg, going up, a pain be going up in your right leg, causing you to have some issues in that area of your body. And it's like excruciating pain just by your knee and your lower back leg. I'm speaking to you right now. There's somebody, you've been dealing with clots, blood clots. These are blood clots. Matter of fact, someone, I don't know who you are, it's like you spit up something. It was like a clot coming out of your throat. It's like a blood clot coming out of your throat. And the Spirit of the Lord God said, tell you, he's touching your body right now of these blood clots. These little, it's like little pebbles coming out of you from the blood clots. And it's being released from your body. And God is doing something at this very moment. There is a miracle happening. Now I want to go back to this area of confusion. Confusion. I see something March the 2nd. March the 2nd and March the 3rd. March 2nd, 3rd. And I'm looking at numbers, March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. There's something getting ready to manifest itself during these times. Manifest themselves during these times. I'm almost looking like there is almost like a riot, or almost like something getting ready to happen, like a major shootout. It's gonna be huge, and it's gonna be huge during this time. And literally, it's like I see like all kinds of media attention, and it's almost like. What I'm looking at, I'm seeing something else too. I don't know if it's that time. I'm looking like the nation is going to literally be stopped. Everything we're watching is going to be like the nation is going to stop. It's like all the world is going to stop for this event. It's like something's going to happen, and it's going to stop the nation. It's almost like the people are all going to be stopped. It's going to be a silence coming, and it's going to be a plot. It's a plot, and people are going to think, oh, no, it's a mistake. No, whatever, it's a plot coming, and it's going to shake up nation. And after this, you're going to literally see all hell break loose. I'm telling you, it's going to hit so hard, like all hell going to break loose. And people of God, those of you who are in the arena, who are dealing with mental health, you're dealing with psychology, you're dealing with the area of counseling, prepare yourself in the business arena. God is getting ready to open up doors for your clientele. And if you don't have clientele, they're on the way. You're going to see major police departments, military bases. They're going to be calling. I see people with contracts to deal with the mental health of major people in the land. So prepare yourself. If you're not in the area, get a certificate. I'm telling you, something is here. It's almost like, so I'm looking at a leader, and this is a major leader. It's like he's going to be talking, and all of a sudden his language is going to be crazy. It's going to be slurred, and it's going to shake up people of what's happening and what's come to pass. Prepare yourself. 911 in the land. It's here, and it's going to affect people, and it's going to infect other people. There's the thing that's coming to pass right now. You're watching it, you're viewing it, and you're seeing it manifest itself in the earth realm now for many of you at this time in your life. There's somebody right now, you just called up a person right now, and you told that person to come on this line right now. And I want you to put on me if that's you right now, because the person that you called told me to come on this line, you don't know that they were dealing with a suicidal thought, and they were dealing with a major issue concerning a person yesterday, that they were getting ready to make a choice that were going to alter their life. You call them and say, call, get on this line right now. There's a word from your life for this man of God. And I believe it's going to give you an answer to what you were dealing with. If that's you, you put that down there right now, because I'm getting ready to go into the next realm in the spirit, because I'm going to tap in, because some of you right now are dealing with traps that have been told and things, oh, my seat, that God said, the mercy of God has to be on certain people. There is an individual that I don't know. It's like Dwayne. There's somebody who got connected to somebody by the name of Dwayne. There's some things you want answered concerning Dwayne. in this issue concerning the wine, God is going to move, but you have to trust the Lord because you don't want to believe what's going on concerning this issue with Dwayne. But I prophesy into your spirit that that thing be moved and the power of God touch that individual by the name of Dwayne right now. Now, there's a young lady you're dealing with. You're dealing with this major female issue. Oh, Saturday, oh, shot. Now, this is what the Holy Ghost gave me. So you can write this number down. I see seven women. It's seven of you. Now, the other 10 of you, because I'm picking up something on my left side, almost like under the gallstone right there, the gallstone area right there. There is some issue going on concerning that area of your life. It's a major female issue in your gallstone or your bladder. And it's causing some pain in that area. And you've been constantly having this issue going on in your body. It's now affecting relationship. One of you all, a personal relationship. Father, if you're married, it's affecting this area in the gallstone. And the Lord, I hear the word, I'm drying it up. Now, whoever this person that's in their lower back, you had a baby, you had a child, and you had to, when you had the child, you had an epidural. You had an epidural, and the epidural went in your back. You had the child, but you're faced with a major issue on your left side of your back, going up your back. You feel the pain in your back on the left side from the epidural, and it's affecting the body. And the Spirit of the Lord God said in that part of your body, it's caused corrosion. And I'm looking like an L4 in your back right now. In the Spirit of the Lord God, I'm looking at an angel going inside of that area and healing your body right now. There's a miracle happening for you at this very time in your life. And you've been talking about it for a while, and you've been wondering what's going on in that area of your life. And God is doing a miracle at this very moment concerning this area of your life to give you healing right now in your life. It's happening at this very moment for your life, at this very moment for your life. Now, there's another individual, you a young lady, you a woman, you've been dealing with chemical imbalances. Now, you think this is hot flashes. This has nothing to do with hot flash. It has something to do with your respiratory system and the blood that's moving through your system. Now, I'm going to prophesy this so you can understand. In your respiratory system, you need blood to flow through your kidney. It flows through your kidney. And your blood, it flows, but you have to be able to breathe. And your body go through these changes, and it make you feel like literally you want to snatch off your clothes. At times, it be like crazy. And you go into this heavy sweat glands. And the Spirit of the Lord God is doing a miracle at this very moment concerning your body, because the blood is going to begin to flow through your whole entire body, and it's going to literally be flushing out of you, cleansing and purifying your blood pores in your organs in your body. The enemy is playing with you concerning this matter, and is literally affecting your mental capacity to think and reason, and is causing you to feel out of place, literally out of place. You woke up one morning, your bed was sweaty. Your bed, like, it was wet. You thought it was like you used the bathroom on yourself. You were sweaty. but I prophesy into your body, and I command the enemy to cease and desist against that body organ now in Jesus' mighty name. And it is so by the power and the authority of the word of the Lord God right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, this is an individual. You've been talking to the Lord about a relationship. You've been talking to the Lord about this relationship. And you really want to know, because it looked like you came out of something in April of 2019. And you've been talking to the Lord about this relationship right now. And the Lord is saying, you've been asking the Lord, is this person for me? The question now is, the Lord said, go back and talk to him again, because it's not about that person, it's about you. Because you're still holding on to residue concerning April 2019 issue. And you're trying to bleed yourself out of an opportunity because you're not looking at yourself. Oh, I'm prophesying to somebody right now. I'm prophesying to you. And the Lord wants you at this time to release yourself, relinquish that thing right now, because he's going to minister to you concerning you right now, because you're holding on, but you're in pain. And part of it is trying to prove to the person in 2019 that you can do better, but you're going to end up hurting somebody else's life. So relinquish it so the Lord can minister to you right now in your life. And in the next several weeks, God is going to tell you exactly the details of what to do so you can get through this area and you have a breakthrough in the name of the Lord. Now, there's somebody right now. You are in the area of praise and you are in the area of worship. The enemy has attacked your body. This is a person. The enemy has attacked your body. And what the enemy has done, he's caused a strong spirit of confusion to hit your life. Now, in 2017, there's some things that happened. Now, Sister Latrice Campbell, this is a word for you, but don't hold on. Not what I'm sharing right now. I have a word for you right now. The Lord just showed me. This is for Latrice Campbell. If you're on here, don't go anywhere. This is going to be a word for you next. Let me finish this up with somebody, because I'm in a prophetic realm right now. Now, this person, you in music. Now, something is happening in your nervous system. Your nervous system right now, in your nerve. I'm watching in your brain. Now listen to this. In your nervous system, the enemy has went inside, and the enemy is confusing your words. Your words are mixed up. Now let me tell you why. Between the word of God and the world, the enemy is breaching your word. So you had a powerful place in God. Listen to this. You are very powerful in God. But as soon as you get the word of God in the world, it's causing confusion. And you are in a battle in your mind, in this area of your mind with your worship. You are a powerful, gifted person. And I'm telling you, as soon as you cross over, the enemy creates suicidal thoughts. People love you. They hang with you. They like you. And they don't even know you're suicidal in your sound realm. And the enemy is trying to pull you back. And pull you back into this place. I'm prophesying into your life right now. And right now, today, if they understood what you were dealing with in the wee hours of the morning, Oh, Rubber, I'm going to tell you how I know this. This is what happened. You were in a bed sleeping with this other person. And you were that y'all was intimate in everything. And what happened, it was like you were so lost. You were so lost. Am I talking to real people? You were so lost in that bed. It was like you were so confused. And God was speaking to your heart. And it's almost like you were like, man, how did I get here? And you were there. And you're so talented. You're so powerful. And it's like, man, how did I get here again? And there's like a glory of God over your life. Oh, I'm prophesying to somebody right now. I don't care what you did. I'm telling you where you're getting ready to go. Oh, shine out of your shot. And the glory of God has always been on you. And the enemy is playing trickery with your sound. And as a matter of fact, the devil told you, the enemy told you that you will never be anything from God because of what you did. So he calls you to draw back from the Lord. Don't draw back right now. I'm telling you, don't draw back. You are in one of the most pivotal times of your life. As a matter of fact, I want you to know that the deal that was supposed to happen something like a year and a half ago, God is going to work some things out for you. There was a project that was supposed to have been worked out, and they lured you into the trap. And it trapped you, and now you are where you at. But you're coming out victoriously, and God is moving over your life. He is moving right now over your life in this season. At this very moment, change is happening now. As a matter of fact, you literally, it's like something lifted off your head. Something just lifted off your head, like it lifted off. You're going to hear, because you've been saying, I need to hear. I need to hear from God. I need to hear from God. And you're going to hear from God. You're hearing right now. From the Lord. You're hearing right now from the Lord. Now this is it's for you right here. This is for four people. You operate strongly in the prophetic apostolic realm. It's for you. You're very strong in the prophetic and apostolic realm. But what you're dealing with is you're dealing with frustration right now. It's people that have frustrated you, and they frustrated you to the point where it's mixing up the apostolic and the prophetic realm that you're in leadership, and the people has caused confusion for you. And in this area, you're literally trying to make sure you hear from the Lord. But every time you think about what they've done to you, it almost draws you back. And the Spirit of the Lord God said, I'm going into your cerebellum, your sensory peripheral area, and I'm regulating your motor skill, your ability to think again carefully. You're going to move into that spiritual dimension, and you're going to flow. Now, it's this lady. It's a lady. It's three of you all. You're in the middle of writing this book. You started writing the book, but you stopped. And it's like you had writer's block. God is lifting up the writer's block off of you so you can finish writing your book. You're writing it, and you're going to begin to write and finish it. It's going to be completed. By June of this year, it's going to be completed by June of this year, and it's going to be a success book. It's going to be very successful, and it's going to move. It's going to bless many people in your life and in their life. So continue to move now. The writer's block has been lifted. You'll be able to move in that realm. Things are going to begin to prosper you in that area of your life. And things you didn't think was going to happen, they're going to increase for your life, and you will see it and know that it's the hand of the Lord God concerning your life in this hour, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Now, this is for individual. I want to deal with the prophetic people again. This is the prophetic people. Now, the prophetic people, this is for some of you all, who you have allowed someone to give you a word of knowledge. A word of knowledge is a supernatural, the divine revelation of the past. In other words, a word of knowledge means if you say to somebody, God is healing you of cancer, that's a word of knowledge. So you have knowledge that that person has cancer. Now, somebody gave you a word of knowledge concerning prophecy. And what they told you in the word of knowledge concerning a prophecy was not the truth. And it was concerning your gift. So they told you by a word of knowledge, thus says the Lord God, that you supposed to be at a certain place. Listen to this. And you are bleeding. Let me tell you like this. They said to you that this certain thing is happening in your life. It was not that. Thank you, God. It was not that issue in your life. It had something to do with what you ate. What you ate, and you went into the service, and they told you something that was happening with a, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost, your female part of your body. And it had something to do with what you were eating that day. And it caused a reaction, and you received it. You received the word, and you opened up the realm by giving that person access to your human body by receiving a word. And so now you're carrying the sound of an issue in your body that does not exist. I come to prophesy to the area that has no authorization in your body. It was happening to your body because you ate something that caused the acidity area of your body to begin to cause pain in your stomach area. And you've been carrying that pain for the longest. Tums is not working. The doctor gave you another issue. It's not working because it's causing other issue in your upper chest area. So I came to prophesy. You're going to drink some warm water and your body is going to line up to the prophetic word that I commanded this day to happen. I'm speaking and decreeing and declaring to you. Now, for the other prophetic people, those of you who are in the prophetic realm, you walk, you breathe, you live in the office of the prophet and the prophetess. Some of you, you don't call yourself that. Some of you, you are that. You live, you breathe, you walk, you wake up in the prophetic because prophets, we do that. We live, we breathe, we operate in the prophetic. But guess what? We deal with a heavy spirit of perverseness that attacks us. That's a spirit. We move, we flow, but that perverse spirit is not against you. It's against your sound, making you feel another type of way. So I want to speak to all of you today, because some of you right now, what God is getting ready to download in your acoustic or in your balance system or your muscular activity, you're going to begin to speak from the mysteria. Now, some of you, there are angels that are assigned to you. They have jurisdiction in areas. And three of you are going to have to move to another state. God has already talked to you about it. He spoke to you about it. But you're afraid to move. But when you move, your life will never be the same because of the condition of family members and people. They don't treat you like your office. They treat you common like a brother or sister. God is saying, as soon as you move, I'm going to alter your finances. I'm going to alter your living arrangement. I'm going to alter your mobility because I'm going to pull you totally into your gift, and you're going to prosper like never before in your life. Where you at, you're just tolerated. Your gifts need to be cultivated and celebrated for where God is taking you right now in this season of your life. Now, this is for a first lady. First lady, listen to this. This is for a first lady. It may be two of you. First lady, I want you to release the pain of that woman that has did what she did for you. It's almost like, and I know this is another first lady, you're a widower. You're a widower. The enemy has tried its best to come back and make you upset about what transpired when you were married before, when you were married before he passed. And you're carrying that. You are needed in the kingdom. Your season is not up. God has his hand on your life. You, people need you right now and what's on your life. First lady, let go of that issue, of that woman who you keep thinking wants your husband. Focus on the ministry. She can't get him. I'm not going to say suffer the witch to die because she needs to be saved. God is going to deliver her through you, and you feel like, I don't want to have nothing to do with it. That woman is in your face, and you're going to have to bring her out of the trap because she is going to die of cancer. She's going to need you. Oh, I'm prophesying to somebody right now. She's going to need you, and you don't want to have anything to do with her. I'm prophesying. I'm going to call you Lady Elect, First Lady, the only lady, but you the lady I'm speaking to. Right now, God is doing something. Now, this is another young lady. In the next 2 years, you will be a pastor wife. And you know it. God showed you the vision of you being in a position years ago. What's going on in your life right now is the enemy is getting ready to trap you with a man, but he's on the down low. He's going to act like he's a pastor, but be careful of him. Do not marry him. Do not get with him. Do not connect with him. God, oh, I'm prophesying to somebody. I'm risking you your life right now. Do not fall for it. He's going to seem like he's going to mesmerize you. God is going to reveal to you the details and the specific details, and it's going to be a trap. And I'm looking at something like May of this year, God is going to reveal it to you. You're going to know it so you don't make the wrong decision. Now, for the person who's in this a relationship right now, what I just mentioned, you're involved right now with a person like that, but you don't know that person. You do know it, but you want to act like you don't know it, but you know what you do know because you're in it. But if you don't want to believe it's what it is, but it is what it is. Hallelujah. I'm prophesying to this woman. Your man is with a woman in politics. Oh, here in politics. And this man is not, it's have you on the edge, and you're on the edge right now, and you're trying to play down on the issue. It looks like you already caught a disease, but you still haven't gotten it yet. So I'm going to say this to you. On your mark, get ready, get set, catch up, because where God wants to take you is going to be very powerful. You stand in it for the status and not the standards of the Lord. God is trying to get you to see exactly what he wants you to see. I bind the spirits that have crippled you through this pain, this issue that you're going through right now. Now, this is for a leader. You are in a pastoral position. You're in a pastoral position. Internally, in this pastoral position you're in, you've been affected right now, and something is in your heart. I'm speaking to the vessels in your heart. It's weighing you down. It's like a weight on that vessel in your heart. You're pulling it. And I'm looking at the vessel in your heart. You've been having chest pain, because of the blood that's flowing. It's flowing through your brain, because in your brain, it's slowing down because you're upset. You're upset. You're holding on. And it feels like you're being weighted down. You said, I'm weighted down. You're being weighted down with it. Look at me. You are being weighted down. And so it's affecting your blood. As a matter of fact, I feel it in my arm. It's almost like you're at level stroke. And I'm prophesying into your body right now that your blood begins to flow. You release that thing. As a matter of fact, you're carrying something you did, and you're carrying guilt from it. So I cease and desist the spirit of guilt that's on your life, that's harboring you in your life in that matter right now, that the breakthrough and the deliverance of God manifests itself this moment in the name of the Lord. All right, now, I was prophesying to the young lady. Where's her name at again? Woman of God, come back up here. Let me minister to you real quickly, and I got to prepare for our service. I'm going to minister to a few more people, and we're going to move from here in a powerful word. Now, for some of you, I want you to understand, God, today, some of you are going to see overnight blessings hit your life. Overnight blessings hit your life. And I'm telling you, by this time tomorrow, as Elijah spoke to the Lord, for which the king leaned on, in the middle of a famine, he said, about this time tomorrow, your life will never be the same. Woman of God, Sister Janine Moore, woman of God, this is a word for you, and I'm going to go back to the woman of God who I was supposed to speak to, because the Lord would go up here. Sister Janine Moore, there are some things that the Lord is doing for your life right now. I hear the word of the Lord God said, this is a season where you don't have to explore your greatness based upon what happened in your life. I don't know, between 2013 and 2018, there's some things that transpired. But the Spirit of the Lord God is saying, tell you, this is not a time of exploring now. Stay in that place of God and watch how God begins to move over you, in you, and through you. I hear the word of the Lord God. The Lord is going to move on something this week between Wednesday and Thursday concerning a family matter and the issue at hand. And the Lord said, I'm showing you the many things that I will do in your life, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And I'm overnighting something that you asked the Lord to do on Thursday. This past Thursday, you asked the Lord, you wanted him to do something for you. He's going to move over it for you. You have to trust God. And don't be like a windshield wiper when it rains. You're going like windshield wiper. The Lord said, be still and know that I am God. I would exalt you among the heathen, and I will exalt you in the earth. Your gift going to make room for you. And the Lord said, prepare for divine connection. I don't know if you followed me before, but there's some things that God is going to do in your life that's going to be very powerful. You got to trust the Lord and stay connected to the right source and not based upon your pain. Keep letting it show up and cause you to have a Tylenol moment, and Tylenol don't work. All right, this is for the woman of God. This is for you, woman of God. This is the word for the woman of God. Let me go down through this real quickly. This is the word for you. I feel it. I feel Bishop Joyce Lewis, a woman of God. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you for joining us. This is the word for you in this season. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord God said, woman of God, as you begin to open up your mouth in this season, I'm going to give you the respiratory sound. And the respiratory sound in this season is going to be the sound that's going to resuscitate a lot of people, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And I'm even preparing you for the location and the place that I'm getting ready to launch you in this season, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Old doors are closing, new doors are opening. And in this season, woman of God, I'm bringing you into new connection with new people. And these new people are going to be very pivotal for this next move in your life. There's some things that the Lord is going to do by August of 2023. Some things were supposed to happen in 2014 and 2015, but you will begin to see the manifestation of some things that you held off on. And the Lord said, yes, even in your writing capacity and some things that called you to write. Woman of God, you're going to begin to write. And I even see new levels of writing and new dimensions of writing, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And the Lord said, what you had to go through in that season concerning those people were to break your will. But I sent my prophet to speak apostolically to increase the level of understanding. God has said, I'm taking you into a level of understanding where you will begin to flow and you will begin to maneuver in those things. And I'm giving you memory recall of things that I've spoken to you in like 97, 98 into 2003, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Mark this season for you. Mark this season of things that I'm getting ready to add to your life and not take away, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Get ready. It is already done, says the Spirit of the Lord God. It is so in the name of the Lord, 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 in the name of the Lord. All right, Sister Latrice Campbell. Now, Sister Latrice, this is a word for you. I want you to hear this. The Lord said, I'm delivering you out of the pain. There's a major spirit that's hovering over your life. This spirit, I'm looking at four occasions, OD. I'm looking at another occasion, accident. I'm looking at another occasion, abuse. And then I'm looking at a childhood issue that was taking, trying to take you out. You've been fighting. 2022 was a year you've been fighting. And you've been even asking the Lord right now to reconcile a family matter. It's almost like you're at the end of a road. I'm looking at you at a road all by yourself. You at this road all by yourself. And I'm looking inside of you like almost like a skeletal type of person. And right now, God is going inside. And when you were on the floor crying out to God, I see you on the floor. And it's like this, these men were around you on the floor. And you were tired. You were in a broken place. I want to prophesy into your life right now. I want to prophesy into your memory core left. The pain of the memory of it, you have to release. What you dealt with concerning your mother and the thing that transpired in the family that left you deeply wounded in, I'm looking at the mid-80s, 90s. The Lord said, tell you, daughter, I'm turning your life around. As I'm turning your life around, now hear this. The turnaround is not you standing in a circle, going in a circle, turning around. The turnaround is in your brain. In your brain, you have memories of this thing. And it pulled you back into the addiction. God is saying to tell you today, I'm here to rescue you and resuscitate you in this season of your life. There's so many things that are in your life concerning giftedness. You're very talented. And it's like you gave up life. I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know what happened in terms of an operation or a cut on you. But I'm looking at you on a spiritual operating table. And you're being healed right now. You're being delivered and you're being set free. It's almost like whoever broke your heart, they broke your will. Whoever tampered with your life, they caused you to go through the bad things as it relates to the penetration. I speak to your life, and this is about for another 30 of you people who are listening and following me. This is for you, because I heard a young lady, you said, this is for me too. You just don't even know, Prophet Matthew. I've been through this too. This is for you too, woman of God. God is saying, tell you, if you cannot heal right, you'll never be able to love right. You must heal from this issue because it's going to keep drawing you back. I almost feel like weeping because there's several of you on here are weeping now because this is hitting you right now. What I'm sharing with you is hitting you right now. And I'm feeling literally a spirit of crying finna come over me because where some of you are going to go, you've been asking the Lord, will I be able to love again? And I want to be loved. But you don't know how to be loved because who you call your protector was a predator. And there's a person right now, you're dealing with a daughter right now concerning this matter. But I want to speak specifically to those of you. This is a time where God wants to prepare you for your own personal ceremony. He wants to spiritually take you into his own ceremony so he can bring you healing for your life and breakthrough for your life so that you can walk totally in the victory that God has for your life. There are several men, you're on here too, but you don't even talk about your pain from your father's side. And from that painful place, you don't want to talk to anybody about it because you don't realize what you've been through. Many of you, some of you read my book. Some of you have shared my life story concerning what I've been through and all of the traps and the things. This is a word for you. You can survive your addiction. You can survive the silent addiction that you're dealing with because God want to heal you and bring you out of this place that you're going through. This season, Brandy Williams, God is doing something in you like never before. Give him time. I hear the word, give him time to move in this area for you because there's some things he specifically want to do in you and through you and for you today that will be life-changing for your life. Are you following me? And bring you out of this. There's some things on your life that are so powerful, but it keeps looking like you're depending on, it's like somebody to be that change and God want to do it in you. Power and authority in this area so you can be fully healed in the name of the Lord. There are things the Lord visits you in the night realm. In the night realm, he's ministering to you. God is specifically doing it in you in this season. And I speak and decree and declare that things are working in your favor at this very moment of your life in the name of the Lord. Now, you must let go of this deep issue concerning this matter that you had to go through. The test is over. Your testimony has begun, but you don't want to share it because it was too painful. God is bringing you through it in the name of the Lord. I speak the power and the presence of God over you, in you, and through you, even now in Jesus' mighty name. And let the healing presence of God overtake your life at this very moment in the name of the Lord. It is so in the mighty name of the Lord. Stay in that place and know that God will shall be done for you, in you, and through you in the name of the Lord. Don't let the enemy continue to have the room he had over you before in previous time. There's some things that the Lord is doing directly in you and for your life now, says the Spirit of the Lord God. It is so in Jesus' mighty name. I speak a breakthrough and I speak healing over you now in Jesus' name. It is so. It is so in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I think it was last week I ministered. I don't know if it was one of the Williams sisters, Brother Allen. I don't know which sister it was, and I ministered last week to them, and they were under major attack. The attack came from the spirit realm, and that was that child that was attacked. I think you said the youngest one. The enemy attacked you because of what's in you. He attacked you because of what's in you. What's in you is very powerful. And so that's why the enemy attack is so great concerning these things. So I speak breakthrough in this area now. The thing that's waiting you in those female parts of the body and the thing that consistently come back, And I bind and rebuke. It's like the heavy flow, like a blood flow, heavy flow. I take authority over it now in your body, and I command the thing to begin to dry up and the power of God to manifest in Jesus' mighty name. Now, this is the word for, this is the person, Pamela Bush, bless you on today. Thank you for joining us. I want to speak this word over you, and speak this word over you. This is what I see right now for you as it relates to the momentum of the things the Lord is doing for you. And those who will follow me on the blog side, Administrator Rita Bryan, my administrator over there, real quickly, I want to say this to them. You all hold on. To those who have followed me over on the blog side, bless you on today. Thank you so much. You can all transition over here to join us on Facebook. I'm in a prophetic flow over here. I'm speaking breakthrough for you to the Sierra Leone, to those who are listening to me, other parts of the country over there. Bless you on today. And many of you, real quickly before I go, I'm going to flow a little bit more here for some of you all. So I'm going to stay in this realm for a few minutes, and then I'm heading to our local church, because we got two services today. And if you in our area, join us in our local church this morning at 11 o'clock. There's going to be a powerful word from the Lord. I will be there in the building. I will be ministering tonight at 4 p.m. This is our men's day. So if you want to fly in, you want to drive in, there is a oil on me. There is a prophetic oil. I told the people after this fast, I've still been fasting and still seeking the Lord. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be ministering to the people. There are some of you who are hurting. There are some of you, your gift, the enemy has attacked the realm of your gift. There are some of you who need an impartation, but you don't want to be violated with the impartation. You want God to release things over your life today. There are some of you who are in such a place in God. You don't know who to trust as it relates to leadership and people. Some of you, you can't trust nobody because before you're done, your data is all over. I want to minister to you today. I want you all to join us in our sanctuary. I learned being a fourth generation holiness, seventh child of 18, a father, divorced, man of God, through scandal, through pain, through struggle, my past record. I know that so many people have been betrayed carrying your gift. You've been betrayed operating in where you've been at. You've been betrayed dealing with people. You don't know who to talk to, what to talk to, how to talk. You can't even tell your story. Even if you fell short and you messed up in God, you don't even know who you can go to get restored, because people want stuff on you. They don't want your problem. They want stuff on you. I've been there. The scandal of 2011, the pain of 2018, I've been through some stuff in ministry. I'm telling you, I've had people send people into the church, women, to set me up to try to destroy me so that they can get ministry, so they can get names. So I've been there. I'm generation. My mom is a lady elect. My dad is a bishop. We're ministry in all of my life, but it has not been all in me all of my life. So I understand the dilemma some of you all have. Some of you don't even, when you came into the ministry, you didn't expect to see what you expect. You didn't even expect to deal with what you were dealing with. But guess what? You found out you had more hits in a church building than hits when you was on the street. So I understand that. I want to minister to many of you. I want to minister to the gold mine in you, the vault in you, the gift inside of you, to minister to so many of you. I'm one of the things about me, I don't lose friends. Friends leave me because I'm that loyal. I have been in this thing. We're celebrating 20 years of ministry, 20 years of our local church. I've been in ministry 27 years. And I know the ins and out of a lot of things. And so many things people wouldn't even believe. If I told many of you all the true story behind LaRon Matthews, some of you will fall out. Because see, what people don't know, they know Prophet Matthews. They know Doctor, Apostle. They know the man of God. The true story behind LaRon Matthews. And you will understand why I am where I'm at in ministry, because of what I've been through in misery. What I went through with misery almost killed my ministry. So I've been through a lot to get to this place. I don't have a ministry that's an air fryer. I don't have a ministry that's a microwave. I don't have a ministry that's an oven. I have a ministry of a fire. I've been through a lot. So in the ministry that the Lord gave me, I've reached over denominational lines, over issues with people, to bring the raw word of God alive to so many of you today and the things that you've been through. So believe me when I tell you this, my loyalty and honor system to people scares me, because I'm authentic when they are phony. I'm authentic when they're pretending. No one have to tell you anything about me. I can tell you my own story because I live my own book. So that's who I am in the ministry of the gift that I am in. So that when you see me ministering at the maximum capacity, I don't do this for money. I do this because there's a currency in me. There's an acoustic in me. There's a glory in me. There's a powerful in me. And I maintain that because of the love of God. That's why I do what I do to people. That's why I do what I do for people. I came into ministry because I love what I do. I could have been doing anything else in the world. When I was a stripper in the world doing crazy stuff, I made more money than an offering could ever give me. An offering couldn't even take care of me. And I'm dressed up for it. And when I was dressed down, I made money. So there's nothing new. Why y'all looking at me with that tone of voice? Some of y'all stripping right now in your mind. So you have to understand what God can do for people in their life to bring them out of the thing. And some of you are so gifted. You're in ministry that have killed you. And you wanted to be around the crew. You wanted to be around your buddies and your friends. You want to be around the crowd. And you're lonely in the crowd. And that's okay if you choose to do that. I don't choose to be phony when I'm living in a reality body. So I say this to you today. Many of you today, this is the dispensation in the era of your turn. If you don't believe that, then you can go to another page. Some of you right now, you're in the dispensation of the era of your turn. Lady Lisa Lewis, you are in the dispensation of your turn. All of the stuff that you had to go through, woman of God, to be where you at, you should have 20 best-selling books. You should be at a whole nother place in the themes of your life because God has chosen, selected, ordained you for where you at. You have sat in front of your haters and smile, and they smile back, and they didn't even know. They didn't even know you knew them. So I thank God for the power on your life. Amen. Bless the Lord. I know I just went somewhere prophetically with some of you to share with you. But Administrator Brian, you're going to take it away over there. Those who follow me over there, bless you all today. Don't go nowhere, people of God. Bless the people that are following those over there. Continue to stay in that place. Now, real quickly, those of you who are listening in with me, we're doing something in a very powerful way today. So I need 20 people. Now, I need 20 people right now. 20 of you all. 20 people. And it's 50, 60, 70 people following us. We got 3.5 million on our blog site. All I'm asking is 20 people. 20 of you all. 20. Can I count on 20 people? If I can count on 20, if you can put it up there. I need 20 people. There is a project that I'm doing for a family. I need 20 people. I need 20 of you all who will sow a $100 seed. Could 20 of you do that? Now, you can go to my blog site. I need 20 people, 20 people. This should be more than enough to step out and do that. This is for somebody else, 20 people, 20 of you people right now to step out. Now, you can do it at Cash App and Money Sign, RFPIM. Go to my Cash App, RFPIM. I need 20 people. Now, if you want to do it via Zelle, Zelle at We Restore You. Administrator, you can put it on the screen. Those of you who follow me, do that. I need 20 people, 20 people. I'm going to be flowing. I'll make sure I'll be at church because we got a word from the Lord that's going to bless people. 20 people. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much. Thank you, Usoan. Thank you so much. Just 20 people to do that. Partner 20 people to do that. You can do it, and you can go to my website at WeRestoreYou.org. WeRestoreYou.org. I need 20 people. God bless you, sister. Tara, Uzzo, bless you on today. 20 people. I need those 20 people now. Please, can you do that at this moment? I can continue to flow, but I need 20 people to do that at this time. Would you do that right now? 20 people to do that at this time. I need those 20 people. Administrator Brian, take it away over there. Bless you all. Prepare for our conference. We're going to have two services today, so join us in our service. If you are in that area, please join us tonight. I will be ministering immensely over the house and the people of God. Sister Lewis, don't go anywhere. I want to finish this word for you. 20 people to do that. Zelle at We Restore You. That's the letter U at yahoo.com. Or you can go to Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. Would you do that today? All right. Bless you on today. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a phenomenal day over there, people of God. If you want to sow it, please do that now. Bless you. Thank God for you in your time zone that you're in right now in Jesus' name. All right, take it away, Administrator Brian. God, we're preparing for our church 20-year celebration. Our banquet is coming up. We want you to join us. That's March 31st through April the 2nd. Come follow us. Join us. Purchase our tickets. They're available for you all to purchase. Please be part of that. Amen. All right. It's in your hand, Administrator Brian. God bless you. All right, people of God. Now you all there. Bless you all today.
Who is this?